Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Maury Rath. Batting second. The first baseman, Jake Daubert. Batting third. The third baseman, Heine Groh. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Duncan. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Larry Kopf. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Greasy Neal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Raridan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Fisher. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ray Fisher. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Nemo Leibold. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting third. The third baseman, Buck Weaver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Shoeless Joe Jackson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Happy Felsch. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chick Gandel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Swede Risberg. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dickey Kerr. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dickey Kerr. And now, play ball. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert hits a fly ball into center field. Felsch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold hits a fly ball into right field. Neal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver hits a pop-up towards first. Daubert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Duncan moves to second. Two outs. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fisher. Jackson moves to third. Felsch moves to second. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Felsch scores. Gandel moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to third for the out. Risberg moves to second. One out. Dickey Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to third for the out. Schalk moves to second. Two outs. Nemo Liebold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liebold is 0 for 1 in the game. Liebold hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 0 for 1 in the game. Rath hits a pop-up towards short. Risberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 0 for 1 in the game. Daubert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Reds nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Weaver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson bunts towards first. Daubert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 0 for 1 in the game. Felsch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 1 in the game. Groh takes first base on ball 4. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Groh moves to second. One out. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a line drive towards short. Risberg catches it and throws to second to double up Groh. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Reds nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gandel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Risberg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Neal who is chasing the ball. Risberg reaches third base with a triple. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schock bunts into center field for a base hit. Risberg scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dickey Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. There goes Schock. The throw from Raridan and he is out, Rath applying the tag. Two outs. Dickey Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 0-for-1 in the game. Kopf hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gandel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 0-for-1 in the game. Raridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Neal moves to second. Two outs. Ray Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Reds nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0-for-2 in the game. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards first. Daubert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leibold for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 0-for-2 in the game. Rath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 0-for-2 in the game. Daubert hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Groh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Reds nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Happy Felch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felch is 0-for-2 in the game. There goes Jackson. The throw from Raridan and he is out, Kopf applying the tag. One out. Happy Felch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felch is 0-for-2 in the game. Felch takes first base on ball 4. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. There goes Felch. The throw from Raridan and he is out, Rath applying the tag. Two outs. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gandel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 2 in the game. Rausch hits a pop-up towards first. Gandel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kopf hits a fly ball into right field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Reds nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Risberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dickie Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rath scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal strikes out. One out. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 0 for 2 in the game. Raridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherry McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Reds nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nemo Liebold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liebold is 0 for 3 in the game. Liebold strikes out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Daubert scoops it up and throws to first, with Luke covering, for the out. Two outs. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rath scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 0 for 3 in the game. Rath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 0 for 3 in the game. Daubert strikes out. Two outs. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Groh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.